Welcome back to the C4 podcast. We are blessed with someone very important in my life, which is my little sister, who often acts like my big sister.
Sometimes.
I presume you're going to be pulling questions out of me, which is probably going to show a bit more of my personality and the core of Courtney. So thank you for coming in and jumping on this.
You're welcome.
So what you got for me then?
So I was sitting down listening to you talking about attention to detail. It took me back because you've always had a good eye for detail, whether it be even just making your bed, you know, at home, detail was important for us as well. In terms of like your business, and do you feel that sometimes you can be a bit extra with your detail?
Yeah, a little bit. A bit over the top. A little bit. But I mean, is that a bad thing in the clean and hygiene industry? I'd rather be known for being a bit extra than a bit under. But yeah, there's been times like I get pulled up on it, so it's a little bit too much. Or sometimes things become not really cost effective because I've gone that little bit extra on the detail or the resourcing. So, yeah, the answer to the question is yeah, sometimes.
I guess it's part of your reflection, isn't it? You know, in terms of how you put your personal preferences into your business.
Yeah, I know how I'd like things to be done. Like, if I'm employing a contractor to do something, I know what I would like to see. And I've read something as well where it was like, sell the way you would buy. So I do things in a way of how I would like to have received things. So I like the little bits, the little, they call it the afters, you know. You do something, but what's the afters? What are you getting from that? Often refer to like C4 as a 5-star hotel. I always say, what did I say? C4 Seasons. Because ultimately you are paying to stay in a hotel for you to sleep overnight, but what is the afters that you're getting with that hotel versus a Travelodge versus a Four Seasons? So yeah.
Your journey has been like amazing to watch.
Thanks.
You know, and like seeing how successful you are in your business.
I
know that gratitude is something that we speak about quite a lot, and we try and make it a center because it keeps us humble. How do you ensure that you stay grateful but also manage your progression with that as well?
Yeah, that's really hard, isn't it? That's a really good question. I mean, I think being grateful is something what you need to practice all the time. It's not, especially sort of living in the UK and in London, it's easy for you to get lost in what you want and what you want to achieve and then forget about what you've done and what you have. So I journal quite a lot. I journal. I like to say thanks for the things that I have. I like to show appreciation to people who supported me. And even like, without it being sort of generic and actually like pulling someone aside and saying, look, I'm really like thankful for you helping me with this, or I'm really really thankful of you being part of my journey. Or there's times that I'll call you up and I'll say, look, thank you for listening to me. I'll have like a rant or something on the phone. And yeah, being able to demonstrate and having that discipline of gratitude is really, really important. I think I've put a lot more emphasis on it as well over the sort of last 3 to 4 years, because I am so driven into being more and having that type of stature of the kid with essentially nothing who's been able to achieve this great, massive abundance of success. So to try and have that balance is quite hard, is being humble, being grateful, but being so hungry and driven. So I just practice being grateful. I write things down and I try and pause and like look around me and think, where was you 6 months ago? Where was you a year ago? I remember times where I was like really upset or sad. And I think to myself, did you ever think you would feel like how you feel now during those times? So I reflect quite a lot.
Yeah.
So that the answer in short form is you got to practice. I don't think anyone's sort of born with it. I think you need to practice it and pause. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're driven into becoming something great, then you definitely need to practice it. Because essentially you're always living your life in the future. You're always chasing and then you lose touch of what's present.
I guess being a business owner as well, a lot of your focus is on growth and progression.
Yeah.
So sometimes maybe sitting down and looking back at your growth rather than where you're going all the time and always achieving, and you know, you feel like you need to be better all the time.
Yeah.
Does it get difficult sometimes being able to just sit and appreciate the position that you're in and where you've come from?
Yeah. Sometimes I could be driving and I see something really unfortunate, mm-hmm. or a situation, and then I'm like, wow, do you know what? Like, give thanks. Mm. Like, just give thanks that I'm able to walk. I'm able to talk. I've got my health. I've got my family. I've got a business. I've got an opportunity for me to be better.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that we take for granted. What there's a lot of people who don't have those sort of blessings, so it's quite easy for you to reflect in those type of situations.
Mm-hmm.
But then it is quite hard when you're like chasing a goal, you're chasing a dream, and then I've got such high expectations of myself. It's like everything I've got, I'm like, I should have had that ages ago.
Mm.
Like, why am I celebrating that for?
Mm.
I should have done that 5 years ago. I should be past that. And then you then become quite critical of yourself. And then it's really hard for you to show gratitude when you're that critical of yourself, because you're like, I should have been there. I should have done that.
So
there's nothing to celebrate.
What advice would you give someone who is at, you know, at any point in their business journey and they're reaching a plateau in business and their progression? Mental health advice, really.
Yeah. I'm giving advice, and this is the advice that I often have to give to myself, is you've got to be kind to yourself. Like me and you have had conversations before, and I'm so mean to myself.
Mm.
And I think in regards to sort of like mental health, that type of internal self-harming maybe can be such a detriment, because you're looking at everything else around you. Mm. You know, you might see somebody who's a bit younger than you who's achieved more, or you might be looking at somebody else's progression, measuring it against your progression, and then you're upset or you're disappointed. And everybody's journey is slightly different. You could be on very, very similar paths, but it could be the smallest thing. Like one person could be like a morning person and the other person's not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have like parallel journeys, but just that one tiny change can change the outcome of things. And, you know, I think it's important that you look at yourself and try and be nice to yourself. That's what I'd advise myself. So if anyone was listening who would probably want to know, that's something I would probably tell myself.
I think as your sister and also being a woman and seeing you as a black man and your accomplishments in your business, a business that you've created yourself, you're on your own journey with that business, personally and professionally, it's been, you know, amazing and inspiring to see how you go about managing your mental health and being the different people that, you know, different personas that you are with being a businessman. You know, you're not just a businessman, you're a family man. And also seeing how you manage that between being family and business.
Mm.
What are, do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, it's hard because I think one of the main things you need to do is just be true to who you are. You know, there's a lot of fine lines between sort of imitating and there's fine lines between sort of imitating and trying to replicate. So if you're a family man and your life is ultimately just to surround yourself with family, then do that and be as good at it as possible.
Mm.
But don't try and be this like crazy workhorse because you're trying to imitate somebody else because they've worked 7 days a week. So I need to work 7 days a week, you know. Like, just be authentic, I'd say. And whatever it is you want to achieve, just give it 100%. If you want to achieve a certain benchmark in your business and that's authentic to you, then give it 100%. If you want to take your family on 5 or 6 holidays a year, that's your goal, then go for it. Our negatives are also our positives. So I think a lot of it's perspective. So the things what you think are holding you back could also be what pushes you forward. A lot of it's kind of down to circumstances and how you position the circumstances in your head. Like you can have that whole, you know, if I was a woman or if I was older or was younger, if I was black or was white, then things would be different. But I think whatever you think is negative, you can also use as your weapon as well.
Yeah.
So I've done like a lot of reading. Me and Ash share very similar like philosophies with the people we listen to and we talk to. And even me and you actually, we've exchanged books. Mm. The Power of Now, you know, Brené Brown, you know, all these type of influential people. And they have slightly different messages, but it all kind of goes to the same place.
Yeah.
And you can't blame your circumstances for where you are. You've got to use your circumstances to empower where you want to go. So how, from the outside looking in, what do you think it looks like to be an entrepreneur or a business owner? Like you're in the office right now.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, there's nobody here.
Hmm.
But from an external perspective, how do you look at business, or how do you look at C4?
Well, I know that there's a lot of planning. It's a lot of planning, a lot of structure that you need, a lot of consistency. I know that you are very consistent when it comes to growth and looking into different projects that you could be doing.
Hmm.
And improvements. I think also being an entrepreneur as well, it's all about being open-minded to that growth as well.
Mm.
So I see that in you too. Especially when I said go back to having setbacks as well.
Mm.
With the different climates in terms of we've had COVID, etc. Mm. So there's that, having that confidence to keep going, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Even when your business does reach a plateau and
mm.
and things are not necessarily going the way well. You want it
to go, yeah.
But also being open-minded to your route, your planned route is not necessarily the route that you're
going to be heading down. Yeah, we just spoke about that, yeah. It's true.
You know, because as you said, you started off with end of tenancy cleans and things like that. And now you're doing the...
Data centers.
So being open with that and being flexible
yeah.
is definitely something. And yeah. also keeping up to date. keeping current with ideas, and you mentioned about copying and stuff, but sometimes it's not about copying, it's being influenced by other successful people.
Mm.
So that's important as well.
It's really important to have conversation.
Mm.
Like, I'm a very, very big person on being a conversationist.
Yeah.
I like to talk to people. I like to understand other people's journeys, understand their perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that I learned is just from having conversation. So it's kind of having that balance of, like, being open to getting things wrong, but also not wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think over the last few years, I've definitely tried to get a bit of a grip of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's like there's so much stuff I've learnt because I've got it wrong.
Yeah.
So you almost, without it sounding a little bit too weird, you almost kind of welcome the failures a little bit, as long as it isn't too detrimental to your business or your health. But it's like you kind of welcome it a little bit, so you can learn from it. You know, there's one way of getting it right is by getting it wrong. So
do you feel that it's important to have a village as well behind you? A village behind you.
What does that mean?
Not just necessarily in parenting, but also having a business is like your baby, isn't it? And having people, a support system behind you to keep you focused, keep you motivated, keep you grounded. Like, we have a lot of conversations, and sometimes you might not necessarily be having a conversation to update me, but just having that reassurance, really, as well. Do you think that's important for business owners?
Yeah, I think you'll probably find that in sort of like mentorship or circles, networking groups. You know, there's a lot of people who kind of meet up on a weekly or monthly basis to have those type of conversations. Yeah, you can't do this on your own. Like, no matter who you are or where you've got to, you need a support mechanism behind you. You can't do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone would really disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
It is important for you to have that sort of surroundings where you can pick up the phone and call someone. It's also good to pick up the phone and speak to people who is outside of your situation.
Yeah.
Because you typically start to get the same type of answers when you talk to the same people.
Mm.
Or you know, like, they are going to be encouraging. They might not be real enough to tell you, nah, do you know what, I think that was wrong. Or I think you've given up too early there. I think you should keep pushing.
Mm.
Some people are scared of hurting you, but they don't want to discourage you. So it's kind of good for you to have variations of support mechanisms as well. I've got different friends and family who I call for different things. And
you call me for the reality check, though, isn't
it? I call you for the reality check. Yeah. You keep it real, 100%. Keep it real. Sometimes, sometimes I know I'm wrong in something, and I'm like, if I call you, you're going to tell me I'm wrong. So I don't need to call you because I already know I'm wrong. So then you've already done the work without even having the conversation. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But thank you very much for blessing us today.
That's all right.
I think it's important that people can see a little bit of transparency as well, instead of a glossy website or glossy magazine or a perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get to see what's real there, do you? Mm-hmm. It's just like it's all a bit of a facade. It's like a perfect image or a perfect facade. So I'm hoping these type of conversations, one, empower people, and they're able to have more transparent conversations with friends, family, and anybody else around who can kind of support them. Secondly, let people know that there is others out there, which is just like myself, who may be going on a similar sort of journey. And also a bit of bravery as well. You know, I want people to be brave. Just one of my things that I'm going to be doing is doing something that scares the shit out of me once a month.
Oh, wow.
So if I can really sort of push the barrier once a month and do something which makes me overcome adversity, maybe someone's listening who wants to do something similar, you know. So there's loads of reasons why these type of conversations are important and try and get out. And it's good to document my journey, C4 journey, you know.
So you're going to be putting it on your channel, these experiences?
I'll be putting in these experiences on my channel.
Look forward to watching that.
Yeah. And, you know, in 10, 15 years' time, when we look back and C4's in a position that we want to be, these are like historic moments, you know, like having these sort of conversations documented. So thank you very much for joining me.
That's all right.
And I'll give you a call later.